Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 18. Telling lies about others is as harmful as hitting them with an axe, wounding them with a sword, or shooting them with a sharp arrow. Lying is a terrible business, and the writer of Proverbs captures its awful destructiveness. It's a very tempting route when the truth is hard to face. The temptation is at least to bend the truth so that its sharper edges aren't obvious. However, when you start lying, it's very hard to stop. Washington Allston, the American artist and poet, wrote this: "Nothing is rarer than a solitary lie. For lies breed like toads. You cannot tell one, but out it comes with 100 little ones on its back." Lying becomes nothing less than a tragic way of life for those who choose its path. The writer of Proverbs wants his readers to understand that the only way of life worth living is one where the truth is treasured. Phillips Brooks, the hymn writer, wrote, "Truth is always strong, no matter how weak it looks, and falsehood is always weak, no matter how strong it looks." During Jesus' ministry, he spoke a great deal about truth. He said to those who believed in him, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Later he declared, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." When we choose to follow Christ, we're committed to a life of truth as we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. The truth is not a narrow set of facts, but embraces every part and relationship of life. Christian life, we discover more and more truth, not only about God, but also about ourselves and the world. We have the encouragement of knowing that it's the role of the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. So let me ask you a question. In what situations have you found it hard to tell the truth? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to live close to you, to allow your Spirit to lead us into all truth. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.